Welcome to day 5 of our Holy Week prayer meditation, Good Friday. I'm Scott Newman. During the next few minutes, I invite you to engage in a guided prayer time in which we will commit to taking a short break from our day to reflect and to remember. As you hear my voice speak scripture and prayer today, focus your thought this Good Friday upon the word miraculous. Allow yourself to relax in a seated or kneeling posture. Bow your head and close your eyes as you feel comfortable. As we begin, we will invite the hard yet life-changing events of Good Friday into our time as we slowly inhale the miraculous sacrifice of Jesus and deliberately exhale the brokenness that seeks to separate us from the life-changing story of the cross. Inhale love, exhale brokenness. Inhale grace, exhale brokenness. Inhale mercy, exhale brokenness. Hear the story of the final moments of the life of Jesus found in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 15, verses 33 through 39. At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And at 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? When some of those standing near heard this, they said, "Listen, he's calling Elijah." Someone ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down," he said. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood there in front of Jesus saw how he died, he said, "Surely this man was the Son of God." Father, Son, and Spirit, we come to you in a very hard moment of your story. We seek your shelter and presence in this moment of great expense. In this moment, we are reminded once again that your conquering love can offer hope and light to all people, in all places, in all situations. May we find in this moment the possibilities of great love, grace, and mercy, so that we may once again treasure your overwhelming hope. In this moment, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on everything in the reach of your hand. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, once again, from chapter 12 of the Gospel of Mark. At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And at 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing near heard this, they said, "Listen, he's calling Elijah." Someone ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down," he said. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood there in front of Jesus saw how he died, he said, "Surely this man was the Son of God."